The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'd like to offer a little suggestion for your practice today, something to be mindful of, to explore. And that is, when you're sitting in meditation quietly, or quietly doing walking meditation back and forth, in both of these, we're not trying to do very much. To have too much of a project of what you're trying to attain and get and do, it just becomes more busyness, more activity of the mind. So there's something very important about not doing too much, while at the same time being somewhat intent and engaged in what you're doing, so that mind doesn't casually wander off into thoughts. But almost certainly you'll find that your mind will wander off in thoughts, and that maybe some of you will be in thought much of the time when you're meditating, trying to meditate here. When you notice that your mind wanders off in thought, is wandering off or has wandered off, and you're involved in your thinking, see if you can notice how your involvement with thinking diminishes your intimacy with yourself, diminishes your connection to your body, to being present here, diminishes in some way that you're kind of engaged in the world or alive or being present in some way that's meaningful. You might get energy from your thoughts because, you know, you have a vendetta you're thinking about, or maybe, or romance you're thinking about, or something that's juicy. But there's a kind of loss of intimacy even with that, even though if you get energized. Because you're kind of like, it's kind of like you're in a beautiful room, beautiful building, and in the corner of the room, this beautiful place, beautiful view, is they're doing reruns of, I don't know what, The Simpsons. You know, it's colorful, it's, you know, interesting maybe. And then you sit there in a chair and you just, like, focus on that. And you've lost touch with the room and the space and this wonderful place because you're so involved in the TV show. So you can sometimes notice this something is lost in the process of getting involved in thoughts. And start noticing what happens. So there's nothing wrong with this, but just start exploring. Try to be curious. What shifts happen inside you when you get involved in thoughts? If you're present with your breath, for example, for some breaths in a row, and then you get involved in thoughts, notice how you leave the breath. Or if you're kind of still with the breath, an automatic pilot, the quality of the attention diminishes dramatically. Or a loss of intimacy with yourself, or a loss of some feeling of a satisfying aliveness that you're here. Notice what you lose, how it becomes a little bit more myopic, or it's like having blinders on when you get involved in thoughts. Notice what the consequences are for you from being involved in thoughts, what shifts for you when you're involved in thinking. So you can notice that as you wander off into thought, you can notice it when you're in thought, but you need a reference point for it. And so that's part of the reference point, is staying with the breath, trying to stay present, trying to stay mindful. And then you wander off. And the other reference point is when you come back. So if you come back to your breath, for example, then what shifts for you? Is there something more satisfying? Is something a different way of being? How is that different than just being continuing to run off in your thoughts? What shifts and changes for you? Or you come back to your breath, and maybe you discover for you it's much more satisfying to be lost in your thoughts. It's an escape, it's comforting, you think about wonderful things, and to be present here is not so comfortable. And maybe, you know, Gil says intimacy, but, you know, it's not really intimacy unless it's pleasant and pleasurable and, you know, wonderful. But there's also a pleasure but intimacy and just feeling really what's here for you, even when it's uncomfortable. You feel connected. So what happens? What's that interface? What's the difference? What shifts when you start thinking? And what do you lose when you start thinking? Is there something to be gained about not thinking? Kind of be very curious about that interface and that juncture and what goes on. And the more you understand what happens there, the wiser you become about it, then I think naturally you'll know, you'll make choices that are wise for you. You'll want to choose, if you're meditating, to do something different than just keep thinking all the time. And rather than forcing yourself not to think or feeling bad about yourself for thinking, as you become wise about how all this works, the wiser you are, the more natural it is to kind of engage in the process of meditation. So I hope that's interesting for you this morning. Thank you.